Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where
prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Fluffy bread, classic burger buns, and so many carbs. Carb fear is real. But Hero Bread makes healthier versions of the carb-heavy favorites we love most. We're talking fewer calories, 0 to 2 grams net carbs, zero sugar, and seriously, great taste. Plus, more of the dietary fiber and protein you want with no compromise. Don't skip out on your favorites. Just use Hero Bread. Get 10% off your order at hero.co with code HEROPOD at checkout.
Right now, there is a new gadget that promises to help you get a better night's sleep. I said, sign me up. We have that and much more in Tech Wednesday. Let's say good morning to KTLA's Rich DeMuro. Good morning, Rich.
Hey there. Good morning to you, Layla.
I think this is our first time talking in like years.
You know, I was remembering we were on a show together for a brief moment, The Morning Dose.
Oh, my God. So you do remember. Yes. Out of Texas, I was on that syndicated show. And I said, it's been years. It's been like 3 years almost, or 2.5 since we talked on the television.
Yeah, it's been a while, but good to hear from you again.
You too. I always say you have the coolest job in the biz. You sit there with your little sign on behind you, your little light up sign. In your little cubby area, and you cover all the cool stuff.
Yep. I've been working from home for over a year now. I have no idea when I'm ever back into a studio, but you know, I've gotten very comfortable working from home. I have all the tools I need to do everything I do.
And you have a very cool job. So let's talk about some of these topics. First up, Facebook. So I had heard about this Business Insider story saying more than 530 million Facebook users had their information made public. What did Facebook have to say about this? They're saying it's not a breach. So what are they saying this was?
Yeah, they want to make sure there's a delineation between saying, look, this is not a hack. We did not get hacked. What these people did was they gamed the system. And so specifically, this is from 2019. Facebook says this hole has long been patched. But what they said is that some of these, they call them bad actors, exploited what's called the contact uploader. And this is when you sign up for Facebook, and it says, hey, do you want to sync your contacts so that we can see who your friends are on Facebook? And it looks at your phone numbers and your address book and it finds friends. Well, what they did was they basically abused that to scrape the data for, like you said, about 500 million Facebook users. So they did this in a very big way. Surprised Facebook didn't catch it when it was happening. And they said, look, there is some private data out there. The best thing you can do is know that this is from a couple of years ago. And if you want, it's best to probably look in your settings and see if your phone number is in Facebook. And if you want to stop people from being able to access that, which you can go into your settings, on Facebook. And I looked this morning to see if mine was on there. It's not, but, you can check to see, but it's one of these things where your number is out there. So if you had your number on Facebook, you know, potentially it's floating around on the web, which is not very nice.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So phone numbers, names, you know, birth dates, all that stuff, which a lot of that stuff people can find for most people anyway. But yeah, you still don't want to know that it was, you know, linked to your Facebook account.
Yeah.
Let's talk about E3, shall we? Now, normally in the past, you get to go, right?
Oh, yeah. This is one of the big events that happens in Los Angeles every year in June. And this is a big show for Los Angeles because it happens at the downtown convention center. Over 60,000 people went. Now, here's the thing. So we've seen all these events get canceled, right? And we're seeing now what's going to happen for the upcoming year. And 2020 not happening or didn't happen. It was totally canceled. 2021 now, they're still doing as a virtual event. This is happening in, you know, a couple months. So again, it's kind of a big loss for downtown LA, but we get it. I don't know if we're totally ready to have 60,000 people in one room just yet. But they say it will return to Los Angeles in 2022. And for this year's event, which will be virtual, they have pretty much big names on board, including Nintendo and also Microsoft with Xbox. But Sony is sitting out this year's event. Once again, they seem to be doing that quite often now.
Yeah, I mean, I would think everyone would want to be part of it since last year's event was canceled. How are they making this virtual experience super special for fans?
Well, what they're doing is they're showing a lot of trailers and exclusive things that you can't typically see if you don't go to this convention, you know, if you don't go to this online event. So I don't know how successful they've done a couple of imitation events. I'm not sure how successful they were, but the reality is I think gamers are ready to do something, you know, to get together and to do this again. I mean, they've missed a lot of their events like Comic-Con and stuff. So it's that same crowd that likes to do these things. And, you know, they need something. So they'll take what they can get this year. Next year, I think everyone will be very happy to be crowded like sardines inside the convention center.
Can you imagine next year's convention? Listen.
Oh, yeah.
They better have and Super Mario Brothers show up, the little mushroom and the princess.
You know, video games have been huge throughout this whole pandemic. So it's one of the biggest growth areas we've seen. So it's kind of ironic that we can't get together to do this because video games was a breakout star of the pandemic to keep people busy.
Right, right. Okay, now I really want to hear about this next story because you've tried this out. So you've done the research for us. Google's new gadget, Nest Hub second generation. So were you familiar with the first Nest Hub?
Yes, okay. I was one of the folks. So Google, okay, the Nest Hub is a smart display. It's got a 7-inch screen. It basically shows your pictures as a slideshow when you're not using it. But you can watch YouTube on it. You can ask it to control all your smart home devices. You know, change your lights, whatever. Answer questions. My kids love asking it to answer all the questions throughout their school day. But the Nest Hub 2 is basically the same thing, except they added a tiny radar sensor. And Google found that a lot of people put this thing in their bedroom because there is no camera on it. And people liked that it was a little more private than their other version, which does have a camera for video conferencing. So the new one has this sleep feature, which you put it on your bedside. You don't have to do a thing. And it sort of watches you as you sleep. Now, I say watch. There's no camera, but it's sending out these little tiny micro low energy waves that kind of watch your body and your breathing and your movement and your snoring and your coughing. And then in the morning, you get this great report. Like I can tell you last night, I slept really well, 7 hours, 42 minutes.
Oh, good
and
for
my
you.
Efficiency.
Must be nice.
My efficiency is 89%, which means I got into bed. I fell asleep pretty fast. I woke up. Let's see. How long did it take me to wake up? 0 minutes, which means my alarm went off and I woke up at 3:54 a.m. Let's see. I was disturbed 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 times. I snored once. I coughed once. So it's a pretty thorough report card you get every night.
Oh, wow. Now, how long have you been using it?
I've been using this now this is my third week of having this. And what they do is they give you insight. So Google is not just giving you this data. They're using machine learning and comparing this data against other people anonymously, of course, to figure out the trends and to say, hey, we can tell you that if you, like it's telling me, I go to sleep at a different time every night and I wake up at a different time every morning. It's saying that's messing with your sleep. So if you try to have a consistent sleep schedule, you're probably going to sleep better. And they give you these little tips as they learn more.
Okay. And so how much would something like this cost, though?
This is $100 for the device, which is pretty reasonable for a smart home device. And it generally goes on sale. So if you don't want to pay $100, watch for some sales. And this particular sleep feature is free right now, but they're saying it's only free through the end of the year. That's what they're guaranteeing. So it could cost money in the future. It could be free in the future. We're not sure. It's a beta feature. But I mean, look, sleep is so important. And if you have trouble sleeping or if you have issues with your sleep, this is a really nice way because you don't have to wear anything. You know, you don't have to wear a tracker. You don't have to turn anything on. You don't have to do anything special. You literally just get into bed.
Yeah, I need this because, last night it would have told me that I got an hour and a half of sleep and that I probably had zero deep sleep. What's it called? Yeah. REM or REM sleep. I didn't get any of that.
Oh my, an hour and 50. So people tell me I sleep too much. My wife she loves sleep. So she's always telling me, you got to sleep more. You got to sleep more. Go to bed. Go to bed. You wake up so early. So now that I talk to all my friends in the TV and media business, they're like, you sleep way too much.
No, I mean, seriously, it's not healthy not to get under, I'm not a doctor, but they say 7 hours is good, right? 7 or 8 hours. So 1 hour here, 2 hours there when you're trying to juggle a lot is not healthy. Rich, you're the coolest person I know. And now I can say I know you because we're talking on the radio.
I agree. Thank you. This was a lot of fun.
It was. Good talking with you.
All right, Layla, have a great day.
You too.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family,
cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.